Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island, pairing beer and music since 1988. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago, Illinois. Listen critically, enjoy responsibly.
You are listening to Sound Opinions, and later in the show, we're going to talk to Joan Shelley. But first, it's time for another round of Buried Treasures, Jim, a feature that we try to do as often as we can because we have a huge backlog of beloved music that we feel hasn't gotten enough attention when it came out.
But I've always got a couple dozen tracks in contention for these shows. You're going to lead us off.
I am indeed. I'm going to start with a band named Divino Niño, a band that originated in Colombia. Eventually wound its way to Chicago because a couple of the guys in the band came here to art school. A bilingual quartet that actually got going in Chicago about a decade ago. Their new album is called Foam. You know, it has been an incredible surge of mainstream Latinx music in the last couple of years with artists like Bad Bunny, J Balvin, Rosalia. And we have a similar response to the underground of Latinx music. Remember that surge in rock and Espanol in the late 90s, early 2000s? I think we're having a similar underground response now. This is a psychedelic album full of love ballads, for lack of a better term. They're kind of softies at heart, but they have this kind of woozy quality in the music. And the title track, I think, especially speaks to how they approach their music. This is kind of an Esquivel meets post-punk kind of vibe going on. Your space-age bachelor pad music with a little bit of a psychedelic rock band approach. Romantic lyrics, but a little tipsy, a little woozy, a little wobbly. And I just love the vibe they get here. Here's the title track from Foam by a band named Divino Niño on Sound Opinions. That is Foam from Divino Niño on Sound Opinions, a band with roots in Colombia.
You know, I hate to quibble, but I had a night and day reaction. I was loving it, and then the vocals came in.
Yeah.
And they don't start in that song until fairly late, you know, a third of the way through, 40, 15 seconds. And then I was like, oh, I don't like the singing.
Yeah?
Yeah.
They're sort of ballady and sort of romantics at heart. I think but it's a cool vibe, I think.
Okay. Instrumental, I'd love it. You know, how do we choose buried treasures? I always like to illuminate because people are, you know, people write to us. People write to me all the time. Do you guys do local music? Yes, it's called Buried Treasures. We do it several times a year. This was in response. I got a letter from Nashville in response to apparently something stupid I said on the show. How could such a thing happen? I don't know. Frosty Horton is a record producer in Nashville. He said recently on the show, you guys said how there's a lack of great Tennessee rock. I'm thinking maybe we it did? Was in, I don't know. It sounds like something I could have said. But it's always said, you know, with good spirit. Like, okay, enlighten me. Maybe we were talking Sturgill Simpson. So Frosty wanted me to hear of this band, Rainsticks. It is led by Asher Horton, who also plays bass in Sunseeker, one of the Third Man Records bands on Jack White's label. You know, and this record, Elkmont, came out in August 2018. But I thought, okay, I got to show Nashville some love since I slighted them, however unintentionally. Rainsticks is the band, and they are doing a sort of a big star XTC power pop psychedelic thing, a little bit of Pet Sounds, a little bit of Rubber Soul or Revolver, Beatles and Beach Boys, and it's just fantastic. Frosty, you made the case for great rock from Nashville. Rainsticks likes a little bit of mystery, Greg. In lieu of a bio, they simply have on the web fireflies and 12 strings, full moons and drum machines, dead trees and wind chimes. And damn, if that's not what this track Watercolors sounds like. So the band Rainsticks, the song Watercolors from the Elkmont album on Sound Opinions. Watercolors by Rainsticks. Great sounds, Greg, from Nashville that are rock, not country.
Always good to rep Tennessee. I can't imagine us saying anything like that because Tennessee does have a lot of great rock bands.
Sometimes I'm so excited. Maybe I said nothing but Sturgill Simpson.
You never
whatever
know.
Frosty made the case. And Asher's band is great.
I want to go to an artist that I've been hearing about for a couple of years. She has actually put out 5 EPs in the last couple of years, 2018, 2019. She's only 19 years old, goes by the name of B. Christie, but she records under the name of Biba Doobie.
Biba Doobie.
That is, and now...
Can you say that again?
Biba Doobie.
I love that.
It just sort of rolls off the tongue, doesn't it? At the same time, I've been hearing from other listeners and callers and friends about this artist. I think the song that really made her stand out was a very recent one, came out in October, I Wish I Was Stephen Malkmus. It got some attention. It's kind
of the
hooky.
Leader of Pavement.
Yes. Yeah. And I think what it signaled was that Biba Doobie had sort of reemerged, initially coming out as a sort of a lo-fi bedroom artist into a fuller kind of incarnation of that sound, where she's really doubling down on her love of 90s alternative rock, Pavement, and Stephen Malkmus being among the leaders of that movement in the 90s. But she's paying homage to that era in this latest EP that she's put out called Space Cadet. And you can hear a little bit of that as well in the song I'm going to play. It's actually the title track of that EP, Space Cadet from Biba Doobie on Sound Opinions.
Thank you. sitting tight, waiting to blow our brains away.
That's Biba Doobie with Space Cadet from her latest EP.
Now that one, I loved. And also it reminds me of the joke. You know, Shakespeare said to be or not to be.
Yeah.
Sinatra answered doobie doobie doo.
Right. Exactly.
I'm going to Seattle, Greg, for a band called The Black Tones. Two words, because there's another band where Black Tones is one word. This is a group of twins. Eva Walker on guitar and vocals, Cedric Walker, her brother, on drums. It has got that sort of new, raw, ragged garage blues feel of the White Stripes, obviously, you know, the paradigm of that sound over the last decade and a half, combined with that classic Seattle grunge stomp. In fact, their album Cobain and Cornbread.
Oh, boy.
Right? Cobain and Cornbread, yeah. They say, is the description of the sound they were going for, and they nailed it. It's produced by Jack Endino, a giant of the Seattle scene who, you know, recorded Mudhoney, Soundgarden, Nirvana, had helped pave the way for that explosion as a member of Skin Yard. This is a fantastic-sounding album. You know, it arrived in the mail on vinyl, which is a plus. And I'm like, wow, this is a really cool cover. And then I played it. And now I'm going to play it for you. This is the track Ghetto Spaceship. Because, you know, Eva and Cedric are African-Americans, and they're bringing a very black consciousness, humorous, but also activist approach to this music. Ghetto Spaceship from Cobain and Cornbread by The Black Tones. That was Ghetto Spaceship by the Black Tones. You can hear the joy they have in making that music. Now, Greg, you know, again, how do we pick our buried treasures? I try to stay blind. I try not to look up anything about the band's background. I don't want to be swayed. Everything gets the 15-second test. If it's great, it gets the two-track test. And if it's really good, I'm listening to it for fun. Such was the case with Cobain and Cornbread when the album arrived. And then I didn't even realize, in July 2019, show 712, we had a guest pick some favorite buried treasures. So Eva Walker is the same Eva Walker who is a DJ at the great KEXP.
Wow.
So even that was not patronage, nepotism, friendship, anything. This music blew me away. And now, Greg, we have another guest to give us some buried treasures picks. We've invited Jade, who is the morning host on The Current in Minnesota, one of our favorite stations in the U.S., to share a couple of her picks. Hey, Jade, how are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Good. Thanks for taking some time to do this.
Yeah, no problem. I'm very excited.
So, Jade, you've got some buried treasures to lay on us.
Yes, I do. I'm going to start out with one from Minnesota who has jumped on the scene fairly quickly, and this is Dua Soleil. And they are this new voice on the scene that has totally impressed me. They have this song called Pretty Kitten, and I like to think of it as sort of this slyly dirty and updated version of the Arabian Nights tale.
So think about it like okay.
Aladdin has Tinder and he's trying to spit some game at Jasmine to get her to go on that magic carpet ride. And
or an alternate take on Veruca Salt's Seether.
Yes, I can totally see that. But yeah, it starts out so crisp and clean. And then as the song goes on, it just gets grittier and dirtier and fuzzier. So that by the end of the song, it's all distorted to the point where you can't really understand anything, but you just have this sort of hazy feeling left over. The song feels to me like taking a 2-minute hit of something. It's just like you start out feeling really good, well, and by the end, you're like, I don't know what just happened.
Let's give it a spin. This is Pretty Kitten from Dua Soleil.
I've been on a lonely carpet ride. I've been smoking jasmine leaves in spite. Shorty, would you join me for one night? If you call me up, then I'm just alive. Roller coaster ridden, I was roller coaster ridden. Girl, you really got me spinning all the lines that I was spitting. Roller coaster hitting, I was roller coaster running. Girl, you really got me living just off an idiot. Kitty, 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 kitty. Kitty, kitty, kitty. What you want yourself for licking, baby? Let me roll this solemn sin. Winter roams into the wind. Bitter broken once again. On a whim, let's stay in again. Watching leaves ascend. Pigment of your skin, won't you soak it in? Casket of amends. I'm skipping lines, drifting in decline. I'm making time, watch me twist my mind.
So we should spell that so people can instantly go on Spotify. Duasaleh. I'm loving that, Jade. That's a fantastic pick. You know, it reminded me of like the sort of experimental but still accessible pop that Solange is making.
Yeah, they come from a Muslim culture and are really inspired by the Quran and that sort of poetic prose that you find there. And bring that into it. And they actually started out their career as a spoken word poet. So you can kind of feel that poetic quality. But then they just want everything to feel really immediate and kind of grungy and record a lot of things on their iPhone.
Wow. So that hybrid between spoken word and music in Minneapolis, St. Paul is still going strong.
Yeah, it's been starting for years. You know, that was our underground hip hop culture. Which I think a lot of people know from Rhymesayers and Atmosphere. But it continues, through today.
It seems like a Midwestern thing, too, because it's really strong in Chicago as well, where the spoken word scene is melding with the hip-hop scene, has really produced a lot of important artists the last decade. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I love that. I love that the focus on the storytelling and the words and the repetition. And, I can record it on my iPhone and still make it sound really good.
If you've got a pick for an album we need to hear, call and leave a message on our hotline, 888-859-1800, or find us on Facebook or Twitter. After a short break, Greg and I'll dig up some more buried treasures, and Jade will have one more pick for us as well. That's all coming up on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and PRX.